Parshas Re'eh begins with the dramatic and vivid laying out of two very stark and very different options that are presented to the Jewish people. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. God says, I'm giving before you both blessing and curse. The bracha will be Asher Tishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem Asher Anochi Mitzavei Eschem Hayom. The blessing, if you listen to the mitzvos, klola im lo tishmu el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem. If you don't listen to the mitzvos, v'sartem min haderech asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom l'leches acharei elohim acharim asher lo yedatem. If you abandon me, you go after other gods, then you get the curses, the klola. So we have presented at the opening of in the outset of the parsha two very different options, that of blessing and that of curse. Interestingly, in the opening of the Medrash Rabbah on our Parsha, that's in Devar Rabbah, Parsha Dalin, Chazal seemed to think that, at least on its face, it's not clear what the purpose of these psukim are. In fact, perhaps these are ominous. God is telling us about curses, almost trying to scare us or intimidate us. What is the intent of laying out these two stark options with such a strong possibility for being cursed? So, in implicit reaction to this problem, the Medrash tells us, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo l'ra'asam nasati lehem brachos v'klolos. I'm not doing this, says Hashem, for your ill. I'm not doing this to scare you, to intimidate you, to do anything bad to you. Rather, l'hodian ezu derech tova shivcharu osa, k'dei shigitlu schar. Rather, Hashem says, in the words of the Medrash, I am doing this for you so that you should realize that the way of mitzvos is the way that's paved for blessing, and the way of averos is the one that will lead you to terrible curses and punishment and suffering. After all, as the psukim continue, by conflating blessing and mitzvos, curses and sins. And what the Medrash seems to be getting at is that the educational purpose that the Torah is employing here is simply one of giving us proper motivation. In other words, as we do with sometimes young children, sometimes older children, we incentivize people. We do this with adults as well, in work and other places. We incentivize people. Hashem is saying, listen, I could have just given you Torah and mitzvos and said, go for it. But instead, I'm telling you, there's bracha associated with one, there's klala, God forbid, associated with the other, and it's a way of incentivizing us, and in that sense, helping us by telling us that if you do the mitzvos, which anyway Hashem wants us to do, if you do the right thing, you'll get rewarded. A lot of times in life, we have to do the right thing, even though it comes at an expense, even though it's difficult. So the Medrash is stressing that Hashem's telling us, here you get two for the price of one. You're doing the right thing, and it's for bracha. And therefore, that's what the Medrash means, I think, when it says, Lo l'rosam nasati lehem brachos uklolos. I'm not doing this in any way to scare you, intimidate you, or punish you. On the contrary, I'm doing this to incentivize and hope that you'll do the right thing. In the next section of the Medrash, this theme is somewhat continued and augmented in the name of Rabbi Levi. He says, what is this comparable to? Sh'amar lo rabo, if a certain master says to his servant, Hare Monique Shazahav. Here I'm giving you this kind of a bracelet or necklace, some kind of a chain of gold. If you do the right things, it's going to be this beautiful jewelry. Vimlo, but if you don't do the right thing, you don't listen to me, Hare Kabolim Shel Barzel. It's actually going to be like golden handcuffs. Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what God means when he says to the Jewish people, Emasisim Es Ritzoni, if you'll do what I want, you'll do my will, Hare HaTov HaBracha, you'll get the blessing and the good. Vimlav Hare HaKlala, you'll get the curse. Hare Shtei Drachim Lefnechem, you have two paths before you, Re'a Nochi Nosein Lefnechem, etc., etc. And here, the matter seems to be underscoring not only the same point, but perhaps an additional subtle point, that the source of the blessing and the source of the curse is the same thing. They're not two different things. It's the Torah itself. The Torah itself could be the source of blessing, and the same Torah can be the source of curse. It's not so much innately in the Torah. The Torah itself is not blessing or curse. The Torah, in a certain sense, is parv. If you do what the Torah says, then it itself becomes the source of blessing. But it itself, if you don't listen to it, can be the source of curse, the golden handcuff. And this is an interesting observation that the Medrash feels the need to underscore, that it's not that there's two separate, so to speak, forces, but rather it's the same force. It's the Torah itself, which can be the source of blessing and curse. And last but not least, in the next section of the Medrash, we have a statement in the name of Rav Chagai, who says, Lo od shenasati lechem shtei drachim, not only have I incentivized you, not only have I told you that this very Torah that I'm giving you can go in either direction, and I've incentivized you to hopefully pick the right thing, but more than that, says Hashem, El shechnasti lefnim mishur sedin, I've put, so to speak, my finger on the scale. I've let you know which way I want you to go. V'amarti lechem ubacharta b'chayim. I've told you to choose life, which is, of course, a pasuk that comes towards the end of Sefer Dvarim. In other words, I am helping you. I am incentivizing you. I am helping you. I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you. Ubacharta b'chayim, so to speak. I want you to choose life. I want you to choose blessing. So here we have a very interesting combination of three midrashim, all of which trying to explain the outset of the psukim in our parsha, which again at first blush seem to be very standard. We've seen this type of idea, and we will continue to see it throughout Dvarim, presenting the, so to speak, proverbial two paths. But yet the midrashim in three successive statements point out that Hashem is incentivizing us. He is telling us that Torah itself can go in either direction. It's up to us. He's empowering us. And he's also rooting for us by giving us that extra push, telling us which way he wants us to go, which way he hopes it turns out. Ubacharta b'chayim. Three very interesting interconnected ways that Chazal bring extra depth to the opening sukkim in our parsha.